ओम शांति, ओम शांति। अब आपसे बोलो ओम शांति, गुड मॉर्निंग। आज बुधवार मामा का दिन है।
ओम शांति एंड गुड मॉर्निंग। Today it's Wednesday, the day of Mama, and tomorrow is Thursday, the day of the Guru. Remembering Mama, you develop the sanskars of being like a swan. During the retreat of Peace of Mind, Daddy just suddenly spoke of the story of a swan, and the whole group benefited by that. Daddy was relating how there are so many specialities in a swan. They just pick up everything that's useful and throws away everything else. It's a bird, very white, pure, clean, and has great wisdom. So Mama alone is not the goddess of wisdom, we are also her children. So by remembering whose children you are, you can become swans. Children of swans are swans, children of storks are storks, and so as are the parents, so are the children. So we are Mama and Baba's children. So first it's the mother. We don't say Baba and Mama, we say Mama and Baba. Yes, the father becomes the instrument, but it's to the mother that looks after us. It's the mother that looks after the children. No one else can care us in the way that a mother cares for a child. The father just wants to see the child becoming worthy. Otherwise he complains to the mother that you're not looking after the children well, you're not paying attention to the children. Baba used to have lovely chit-chat with us. Shiv Baba would complain to Brahma Baba, and then Brahma Baba would then signal to Mama, ask the children, how much time do you want more? And if you say, Baba, we're getting ready, well, Baba doesn't want to hear that. Baba wants to hear that you're already ready. So from the beginning, we've always said, Mother and Father, our Mother and Father. On the path of knowledge, those who never allow any sorrow to come, they're always experiencing happiness. The ones giving sorrow are giving, but ones who have happiness, they have so much happiness that they don't take sorrow. And the ones who have that happiness, they don't even say to others, why are you giving me this sorrow? They just don't allow that sorrow to touch them. They're just so wise and sensible that they don't take the sorrow that others are giving. So the other person gets tired of giving because the one they're giving it to is not taking it. If a customer comes to you and you don't want to take what they're offering, they'll see that, yes, you don't need that. Then what do? They'll just leave you and go away. So remember whose customers you are. Maya made you her slaves and Baba made you his. This word, the closest translation that we have is like slaves, but it's like, and you don't say that for a child or father and child and husband and wife relationship, but when someone's slave in this way, it's like you're totally enslaved by that person, that you won't do anything else that anyone else says, but you just do what this one says. It's like being enslaved to someone in a positive way. But Maya had made you like that, but now Baba has made you his in the same way, that you don't even want to hear about anyone else's, whatever else they're saying. So Maya also is very powerful. She has a lot of strength in this way. Maya has stayed with us for so long, and so she's aware of everything. But Baba explains to us every day, those who have imbibed the knowledge of the Creator and the creation. So first and foremost is the knowledge of the Creator. Seeing the creation, you can tell who the Creator is, and you realize that, yes, He is my Father. The one who is changing the whole world, the one who is changing hell into heaven is my Father. God is making that, that's a different thing, but realize He is my Father. How is He doing that? See how He is working in an incognito way. Everything that God does is incognito, but I need great wisdom, a good intellect to understand and recognize how He is working. He cannot be seen with His eyes. You cannot know Him with an ordinary intellect, so He gives you the intellect with which you can then know Him. So Dadi said to Gulzar Dadi once, you've received divine intellect through divine drishti. So Dadi is saying, well, how did Baba give me divine intellect? Dadi, Gulzar has received it as a blessing. Her intellect has also become so divine. She's not had the influence of anyone else's intellect on her. This is why we're able to receive so much from Babdada, because her intellect is not influenced by anyone else. So she received the blessing from him, and through that her intellect became and remained Satopradhan. There was no influence, no suppression on her intellect by anyone. This is why Babdada has chosen such a chariot. As soon as he comes, everyone becomes so quiet, so still, that Baba has come. Baba has come, and so you feel that stillness. The face changes so much also. Baba's face. So we should have such divine intellect that even our face, our features change. So there has to be this deep concern inside, this deep love inside to have this transformation. When you have the experience of the drishti, that is a drishti that's filled with such great happiness. Why do you experience that great happiness? How is it that you're able to experience it? Something that had come up last in Australia, and it has been sent in the classes, but perhaps you haven't caught it. Yes, the soul has the mind, intellect and sanskars. We have this knowledge. Today also Baba said, no one has the knowledge of the soul in the way that Baba has given it to us. They say that the soul is a bubble and becomes merged with the Brahma element and all of that. There's so many confusing things there. But Baba has given us such clear knowledge. God has said, you are a soul. And we began to experience, I, the soul, am separate from this body. You experienced being separate. It's not that the soul left the body, but you feel the soul and body to be separate. God signaled to the soul, you are a soul. Then he explains, the soul consists of the mind, intellect and sanskars. While in the body, the mind wanders around. The intellect understands what is right and wrong and yet doesn't do good actions, but out of compulsion, out of influence, does wrong actions. The mind and intellect work together because we are totally caught up by the physical senses. The physical senses are habitual in performing wrong actions in Ravan's company. Physical senses constantly having this habit, I want this, I want this, I want this. And so who should the mind listen to the physical senses, the organs or the intellect or the sanskars? Sanskars of the previous birth are remaining hidden in the soul and they emerge. Sanskars are saying, you are listening to this knowledge of you are a soul, you are a soul, but who can listen to this, who can hear this? We've developed sanskars based on karma and relationships, and they have been influenced with vices. And yes, you may say that you don't have all the vices to such an extent, but even a little bit of the vice. The Avyakt Murli Baba said, jealousy, carelessness, and dislike. Yes, anger is visible. But the person who's jealous, their anger is subtle. It's not visible, but yes, it's there. And they try to prove, say that this is not my jealousy, that this is the real thing. I say, really, I don't have dislike, but what would you think of someone who performs such actions? So they speak such language, trying to justify themselves. They speak with great care to just prove themselves right. They're keeping all these three in their heart and mind, the carelessness, jealousy and dislike, and then speak on that level. And then they think deeply about this because of their thinking. So once you have a thought about something, there's an idea about something, but then you keep on thinking about it so much more that that thought becomes filled with power. So this is negative thoughts and you become... What happens then is your old sanskars that have emerged and your nature from the present thinking, you start... using that, the old sanskars and nature. You're listening to the knowledge, you're understanding it, but your thoughts and your sanskars and your ideas, they all come together in such a way that in your nature you're not able to reveal this feeling of being a child of God. You're not able to draw that power from God as a child of God. With subtle thoughts, draw that power from God, and through that you're able to transform your sanskars. In every Murli, Baba's constantly saying, I want to become Satopradhan, I want to become Satopradhan, I want to stay in remembrance and become Karmatit and Satopradhan. I mustn't forget this. So this is Brahma Baba's practice throughout. If I forget this, then you forget Baba. You say, yes, you're remembering Baba, and you say, yes, I do remember Baba, but then, but what? Of course I remember Baba. The practical proof of having remembrance of Baba is that in your sanskars you have Baba. Because the soul is a child of God. It's a purifier. So how can I be impure? My father is the purifier. To have the slightest thought of impurity means you haven't considered yourself to be a soul, you haven't considered yourself to be a child of God. Nowadays I say you've got the knowledge of the drama. You've got the knowledge of the cycle. That I am that same one, belonging to Baba, the same child of Baba. And the soul feels happiness and receives power. Yes, I'm that same child of Baba, of the same previous Kalpa. And Baba say, yes, you come again? And he say, yes, Baba, I've come to you to claim my fortune of the kingdom once again. So then, which comes first, the kingdom or the fortune? In Hindi, you say kingdom and fortune. So what have I come to take first, the kingdom or the fortune? It's a fortune that comes first, and then I receive the kingdom. God, I'm so fortunate that I've come to you. So continue to create your fortune. Baba says, I am teaching you how to create it. You don't need to worry about it. The moment Baba had said, Baba's even given you the pen in your hand, so you can draw the line of fortune as much as you want. When children don't know how to write with a pen, then Baba's actually putting the whole pen in your hand and saying, you can write it like this. You can't use a pen using all the fingers. It's only two fingers that you use, the two fingers and the thumb and the finger. So just Baba and determination. One Baba and determination, and you're able to write fast automatically. The other day Baba said, whatever had happened, that is happening again. So what is there to be arrogant about? What is there to be disheartened about? Okay, if something didn't happen, so what? You mustn't become disheartened. Maybe there was meant to be benefit in that. If you become disheartened, then it'll be difficult to ignite the lamp of hope again. That he was reading a magazine, the renewal things, and so going from one thing into another, yes, definitely, but there's the song of the battle of the flame and the storm, but the lamp is saying to the sun, the flame is saying to the sun, you do your work beautifully, that's fine, but when it's night time, then it's my time to do the work. And so the lamp is challenging the sun. When you go away, then who brings the light? And so it's my time to do the work. And so the lamp has so much intoxication that it's able to issue such a strong, powerful challenge to the sun. So when you get such beautiful things available to you, then why do you keep the third class, second class things in your intellect? How can you keep these things in your intellect? Baba said there's a mine of artificial stones. All the imitations, they also are from the mines. They say, yes, they've taken so much, they've taken out so much. But what did they bring out? Nothing but artificial things. But there's so much arrogance. And arrogance also comes from inside. But when you have that arrogance, what are you able to give to others? What is it that I have inside me?
Baba aisa hai. To khazana bhi deta hai, phir chabi bhi de deta hai, pache sambhal ke rakhna.
Baba is such that he gives us the treasures and he gives us the key for that, and he says, child, look after this carefully. Sometimes children become very happy thinking, I've got lots of treasures, but then they've lost the key and then they become disheartened. Then there's like, they don't have any access to the treasures. There's one sister in the yagya old many years ago. She was very active, very good, but she constantly kept on getting kind of confused because all the time she kept on losing her bunch of keys. What's wrong? Oh, I don't know where I placed my keys. So what to do? And but daddy used to tell her, try to learn to put the keys in one place. And also not to wander around with a bunch of keys. Old women used to do that in the early days. They used to just keep the bunch of keys with themselves. It's like they're the master of everything. It doesn't feel right. After Dadi was here for 4 years, then she went to India in 1978, and Didi said to her, but you've changed. And so Dadi said, well, days have changed, times are changing, and so I have to become a little bit modern also and move along according to the times. And so I have to change also. So then she said, just jokingly, that I don't wander around with the keys, but I don't hold on to the keys either. Not that I just have that responsibility and I think, well, no one can do anything without me. But no, you have such a hold on everything that, yes, even in your absence, people still continue to work in the same way. Baba gives us such good wisdom that we're constantly, automatically able to sing Baba's praise. There's nothing else that enters the intellect that it would emerge through your lips. Just singing Baba's praise, Baba's virtues. Baba's desire is that his children become virtuous. My children should become virtuous. Okay, how do I become that?
Wonderful. Sab shaktiyan aath guna.
But Baba, 12 virtues and 8 powers. By imbibing the 12 virtues, you can receive the 8 powers. Anytime you need a particular power, let it be present. Because we are the royal children, the children of God, it's the duty of the powers to be present in front of us. Before that, we just need to be seated on the seat of a Master Almighty Authority. Please don't fall asleep. We want to be seated on the seat of a Master Almighty Authority. So if I'm on that seat, then it's the duty of the powers to remain present. Then the virtues will automatically work. Twelve virtues seems a big complicated thing, but you think of God's virtues, the ocean of mercy, the ocean of love, the ocean of forgiveness, so the ocean of compassion. So thinking of these, it's like you think, I'm Baba's child, and he is the ocean of all of these, and it's like these virtues begin to work on you. Baba says, I give you the treasure of powers and the treasure of virtues, the treasure of knowledge. If you look at the treasures of knowledge that Baba has given you and try to count it, you just can't count because there's so many that Baba has given us. You go through the notes and you become confused going through them because there's so many. There used to be a brother. He used to be very intoxicated. There's one brother who never used to count money. If you give some money to someone and ask them afterwards, do you feel that that's the correct amount? It's like you have to give someone. If you have to give someone a certain amount of money, then to have such royalty that you'd never even have to question, are you sure there's going to be the right amount, or is there going to be 5 less or 5 more? But he said he felt, he was asked about this, and he felt insulted because he thought that you couldn't even ask such a question of me because he himself has such royalty inside. He himself never counted the money, but always wanting to be such royal that he had the right amount, so the people under him would also work in the same way, that they always had that trust that it would be the right amount of money. So always realizing that it's the bestower who's giving, not that it's he himself that's giving, and that the bestower is giving you all of these treasures, the treasure of knowledge, virtues, powers. And so Baba has given so many treasures, and no one sitting here is sitting here without Baba's power. If it weren't for Baba's powers, then we would probably be sitting on, lying down on bed in a condition of dying. Yes, the soul is in the body, but who has filled the soul with power that you're able to sit here for morning class? That he said very proudly to Madhuban in Madhuban that there's nowhere in the whole of India that you have a class like London, the early morning class. So that he was very honored and thinking that she could show off her class to the people in India. Otherwise, it's like you remain in bed thinking, I've got a headache, my feet are not able to walk, and there's so many problems, so much troubles. And then Baba said, like, you make so many promises, but then tests come, then you let go of the promises. But of course, tests are going to come. But you've promised, Baba, that you'll follow the principles, you'll follow the discipline, and so you can't ever let go of that. If you remain firm on this, then the tests will go away, but the promise will never be broken. Baba is always with the children who are obedient children. That is remembering Toli to feed all of you, so you develop, so you receive some more power. I'm sure that is what to give Toli every day that she's here. So forget everything else. But just think, Baba, you've given me so much power. Yes, you may speak like this as a crazy person. Baba, you've given me so much power, so much power. Baba says, I've come to change the thorns into flowers. If you say that you've been pricked by a thorn, it means you've lost all power. You see someone's face, you see something happening, and you become wilted. And Baba never liked children who were wilting. They always remain smiling. Baba has given so much fragrance of knowledge, so at least spread that fragrance. Some people say, I don't know how to explain, but then what do you do all day long? If you're not able to explain to someone, means your intellect is filled with something else. It's like the intellect is like a camel. Let's just say that you've got so many other complicated things in your intellect. They used to say, do you have a camel in your intellect? You have all sorts of long stories. The way that the camel walks, yes, it eats a lot. It's not able to take a jump like a horse. It just moves along slowly. It's not able to be so intoxicated and so graceful, elegant like the elephants. Elephants have great wisdom. They don't have any arrogance, but yet they're very honest, trustworthy. They have the intoxication of who they belong to. The elephant riders have that intoxication of who they belong to, but the horse riders, they sometimes forget this intoxication. But yes, they're always wanting to be the wonderful race horses who glorify the name of their master. The horse races are very sensitive. Sorry, not the horse races, the race horses. They're very sensible. Baba used to tell us, go and see them. They're very good. Learn from them. They just run in their own track. They don't run in anyone else's track, coming in someone else's way. They're just keeping their goal in front of them. They don't look around at anyone else. Looking at others means you're not even a horse rider. It's like you become like a camel and then you lose the honor of the master because you start looking at others around you. Many have earned money through the races, horse races. I've seen many people and I'd ask them, how did you earn so much money? And they say, well, I've got some wonderful horses and they run in the races and it's from that that I've got the money. So God also wants such wonderful horses, human horses. Baba has such hopes in all of us, and when we fulfill Baba's desires, then we'll receive so much love from Baba. The love that we receive from Baba for fulfilling his desires, the power of that is different. So the power we receive of Baba making us sensible is different. What to see, what to eat, what to think, what, how to do everything, that power is different. But then the power you receive from being one who fulfills his desires is something else. So to have all the powers present in you in such a way that you never have to look down in any way. When you glorify Baba like this using his powers, then Baba gives you extra powers. So whether it's in service or in the self, Baba fills you with such power that he does all the work himself, but he says, you just remain incognito inside. You don't need to do anything externally. I'll do all the work. And practically he does all the work, but internally you receive so much for just being the instrument. You don't feel empty. You'd never think, I did this, I have to do this. Baba frees us from, I have to do this, I did this, but no. Daddy loves her picture of her childhood where she's sitting in the tapasya, and so she's telling Jinti Ben, you sit in tapasya like that also. But when you sit in tapasya like that, you have to remain very alert and not feel drowsy at all. If you feel drowsy, your eyes are closing, then Baba won't be able to work through you. Let my eyes remain open so that Baba is able to do his work through my eyes. So he's going to use my mouth later, but he's going to use my eyes to spread those vibrations. When people receive those powerful vibrations, then they'll want to hear you. So it's not even just a question of language, but first is the vibrations. They're able to catch with love and those powerful vibrations. So now I'll come and feed Toli, give Toli to everyone. Not a big thing at all.
मन की आँखों से हर पल ही तुझको देखूं मन की